AT&T Radio wants you to get on our soapbox because your opinion matters. Tell us what you really think at tntradio.live. Upload a video, some audio, or drop us a note on TNT Radio's soapbox, lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's news talk, TNT Radio. TNT Radio wants to hear from you. Call CeCe Woods and Brian McClain now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us today for the show. Hour two of the show. Hope everybody's digging the new time slot and the fast pace we got going over here. We're going to make it even faster for you guys. We'll see if I do my station read super fast, but we're not quite there yet. Today in the second hour, we're going to be joined by CeCe Woods, who's with me right now. CeCe, what's up? Welcome to the show.
What's up, Hesher?
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I am experiencing a 6 degrees of separation right now with the died suddenly. Today, I was just told, actually, yeah, a few minutes ago, that German model Tatiana Petitz, who I did a cover feature on for my magazine, 90265 Magazine, and she was a Malibu local, died suddenly. And she was only 56 years old.
Yeah, I saw that during the last hour. It popped up in one of my news apps. Yeah. I saw that. That's pretty. So you've worked with her before.
Yes. We just did a cover feature with her last year, and it was, you know, a great experience. She's very horsey. She's into the whole horse, you know, world, and longtime Malibu local, beautiful woman, recently moved to Ojai, I believe it was, or Santa Ynez. And so when my colleague called me just shortly before we went on air, she told me, and we were like, our jaws are on the floor again daily. Yep. But this time it's that close to home thing that we were talking about with Dr. Peter McCullough. So I'm finally now within that 6 degrees knowing somebody personally who died. And they haven't released her, to be fair. They have not released the circumstances, but I know I'm pretty sure she was not battling cancer. So we're all going to go down the died suddenly route, at least for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was nothing else in there. It wasn't like a tragic car accident or anything. There was nothing in there other than she died, period. So, we'll see.
Yeah. So that'll be one of the topics on the open line today. We're going to continue that conversation that we started yesterday on the open line. So if you want to call in and talk to us about this whole phenomena of people dying suddenly, then you can certainly do that today. You have that opportunity. We're also going to talk a little bit about military mandates for COVID jabs, all that stuff. What's the latest in that department? And John Matlin will be joining us soon here. But let's do this one real quick here, CeCe. Right on cue, CNN, the science is showing us having a gas stove in a home is like having a car idling in there. I'm not even going to bother reading further into that. And then AOC, of course, has to jump in. And AOC claims gas stoves give you brain damage. And a former Trump physician responded with a bit of a comeback there. But can you believe this? Now they're going after gas stoves here in the United States, CeCe. We're gonna get Greta's Green New Deal no matter what. And you're gonna have to, I guess you have to get an electric stove so they can tell you when you can cook or not, you know, they're gonna turn the power off. It's like, well,
I can tell you the difference between a gas and an electric stove. Big difference. I have gas. I love gas. I love to cook with gas. And one of my girlfriends has an electric stove. I can't stand it. It doesn't distribute the heat evenly. So if you're a cook, you are not going to be happy with that situation. And I mean, I've been using gas for my whole life. I'm still standing. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, it's totally ridiculous. This is just more manipulation. They want to manipulate everybody to the point where it's like you can't even feed your family unless the power grid is up. And how's the power grid looking lately? Well, we could ask some of our friends on the West Coast. You guys have been experiencing some pretty crazy weather over there, right?
I had to step over a power line that fell in the middle of the driveway. I mean, really, I shouldn't have been anywhere near it. But yeah, power lines are falling everywhere. Power's out. Wi-Fi's out. I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones, really, throughout the state. And it's actually a very normal occurrence, I will say, in especially the Santa Monica Mountains area and rural areas. Power lines go down all the time with Santa Ana winds. It's like, and like I said, my girlfriend's house is all electric. Power goes out. Unless you have a generator, you are not doing anything. And what does the generator mostly run on? Gas. And they want to take the gas away from us, too. So it's like,
well, they
want to
take
on.
Generators away too. And in Santa Cruz, I think they're talking about outlawing generators. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Just turn you into a spineless slave, hoping that the system will keep your stuff on, hoping that Greta is pleased and you don't have 33 cars that makes it such that your neighborhood should be shut down. All right. Do you have a suggestion for a possible guest or host that you would like to hear on TNT Radio, or perhaps you have a topic you feel we should discuss? Then we want to hear from you. Simply complete the suggestion form on the TNT Radio website and help us make a difference on TNT Radio.
Count on us to deliver the facts.
I can rely on that.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right. It's time again. John Matlin's joining us. So technology is advancing with every passing day. In many ways, it helps humanity, and in other ways, it has consequences we could not fathom just years ago. As I've noted many times on broadcast, these paradigm shifts, they come and we just don't know what to expect with them. You end up with things like children having TikTok brain. Here to discuss technology and the impact on our lives is TNT Radio news producer and host John Matlin. John, welcome back.
Yeah, so on January 9th, 2007, an announcement from Steve Jobs changed the world. The change was truly the next leap into social networking, computing, and endless accessibility. The iPhone. 16 years since its announcement and subsequent smartphone revolution, things have changed mightily, one would say. What started as a no third-party app situation has become a device among many devices that exist these days that bombard users with ads, indoctrination, news, messages, pornography, texting, and endless social interaction anywhere, anytime, all in the palm of your hands. So much so that Twitter just sold for $44 billion freaking dollars in just the past few months. You get it yet? This was hand in hand with how we got to now. The TikTok generation eating Tide Pods, the operations of propaganda and censoring, and more. And with great power comes great responsibility. In this case, TikTok brain and massive groupthink and orchestrated echo chambers are the results. The human mind is changing, and it is affected, and infected by the ways that these things work, and that could never have even been imagined just a short 16 years ago. So when one surfed the web for an hour, it was from a laptop or a desktop. Now big tech is facing a lawsuit from a public school district in Seattle for causing anxiety, depression, and mental health of the students. The specific suit is against Meta's Facebook and Instagram, but also includes Google, Snapchat, YouTube, and of course, TikTok. So they blame these companies for increases in suicides, suicide attempts, mental health incidents, emergency room visits, and the complaint accuses these entities of exploiting, quote, the psychology and neurophysiology of their users, so they spend more and more time on their platforms, creating a mental health crisis among young Americans. So as we just passed the 16-year mark, it was necessary to point out how the world has changed since the introduction of that first iPhone, and where we are going, one may question. Hesher, Cece, thoughts, opinions?
Oh, man. Cece, I want to hear what you have to say. What do you think about this whole TikTok brain? And just think back, harken back to before your first Apple iPhone hit your hands and your kids' hands.
Oh, I can remember.
All your friends' hands.
What was it? The Apple iPhone 4 or something like that? It was, I think it was like 2008 or something like that. I don't, something.
Sounds about right.
Because I was a BlackBerry girl.
2007-1. That was it. That was it. And that changed the world in 2007. That summer, people, guys were lined up in front of the stores acting like they got the newest Lamborghini to hit the market. And what they got was the device that destroyed humanity, essentially.
Oh, totally. Totally. As a matter of fact, one of my girlfriends, one of our colleagues too, Sherry, her and I were discussing how she was telling me this morning, how did our kids, how is it that a six-year-old kid is shooting a teacher? How is it that, you know, these four girls are murdering people? I'm like, social media, video games, mostly social media. That's what's, you know, changing our world, and the internet, obviously, and our access to the internet, our access to crazy articles and propaganda and manipulation, etc. But yeah, I even to this day, I just recently switched from an iPhone to an Android. Because I like Sam, I'm a visual girl, and I need my camera. And Samsung far outweighs Apple's camera. However, using this phone, I even like it much better than the Apple for other reasons. And as far as Apple changing the world, the landscape, it did, because it's like, if you're an Android user, you get shamed, by the way. It's like people who aren't vaccinated. It's the same thing in the Apple world. You're getting shamed for not having an Apple iPhone. But I mean, I see my own kids. My kids are in their 30s, and my daughter can have three devices in front of her at one given moment. Her phone, her Kindle, her a switch is what they call it, a switch, and her computer, actually four. So that is what is really changing, is the focus on the internet, the focus on social media. It's taken over our world.
Let me jump in real quick, because this is a funny quote that has gone around my family for a long time. So when I joined the healthcare industry, and I was getting into the whole X-ray business, there was this big cut of employees through all of the country. And they said, well, now that it's computed and it's quicker to develop and they can run numbers and they can try to make efficiencies, and they cut that computers, and not just, of course, in that industry, that took away so many jobs. And now we have jobs where we can do this from across the world, and we have a broadcast, and people are listening to it right now on buses and trains, and they're chatting with us. So it has pluses and negatives. But my father looked at me and said a quote that will live on in our family forever, no matter, as long as our hearts are beating. He goes, I wish that they came up with time travel so someone could go back in time and just kill the guy who just that created computers, because the job market will never be the same. And of course, he's joking, but it was true that it changed the entire world. And here we are now. And it's a strange new world.
Yeah, it's a runaway freight train, everybody. There's no stopping. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube on this one. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The whole tube has been stepped on. It's outside. There's no way to get it back in. And we're off. We're off to the races here. And nobody asked us what we thought about it. There was no public discussion about what could possibly happen when you put a cybernetic feedback loop on a 5x3 square computer into the pocket of children and people in developing countries who had never even been on the internet before. There was no discussion about the paradigm shift that we were about to have, right, Cece? Did anyone ask?
Oh my God, and the mindset of the people who now are their fetishes and their crazy mindset is now just growing exponentially with, you know, TikTok and OnlyFans, and it's really feeding a very destructive behaviors and habits in people. It is just exacerbating a really bad problem to begin with, where people were searching online. Now it's like encouraged. It's bad.
Yep.
It's not good.
That's one thing that you can say from Instagram, how they bombard. And we've talked about this before, Hesher, that if I go to my search and I'm trying to look up, oh, I heard somebody posted this, and I'm typing and say Fox News. But when I hit the search, I'm bombarded with all women that are trying to basically thirst trap men. And, you know, the thought here is that younger people see it and they accept it. And if this generation accepts that there's so many people on OnlyFans, the next generation is going to think it's normal and common practice. When there's people that are bragging about making hundreds of thousands of, I mean, the New York Post has devolved into some sort of clickbait page six garbage. But every day it's like former teacher makes $25,000 a month on OnlyFans. And if you have a 16 or a 15-year-old girl go, oh, I could just make money like that, and it's accepted and it's reported in the papers, that's where we're getting to, and it's an awful spot for humanity.
No, it really is. And yeah, it's terrible, and it really negatively impacts especially young women, young girls, not even into young womanhood yet. You know, the rate of suicide, the rate of depression, these things have all skyrocketed since Instagram was stuck in their pockets. And Zuckerberg, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you trying to use TikTok's CCP methods to sexualize the youth of this country and to keep adults just sort of wrapped in that over-sexualization, steeping in it 24/7? Because that's the effect. That's the effect. And this whole idea of promoting to adolescents that they can get rich quick. I mean, if you're an adolescent and you get told, or even, you know, whatever, you're a young person, you know, as an adolescent or even younger, unfortunately, or as a person in your teens or 20s, heck, I even see, you know, people in their 30s and 40s doing OnlyFans stuff. You know, you can see it in their link tree on their Instagram accounts. That is going to pull a lot of people in. It's going to give them a very unhealthy expectation for what it means to have value, right? Your value is only your aesthetic and your sex life. I mean, that is a recipe for disaster.
And beauty fades. And the biggest thing here is that it's something that we have to continue to talk about and educate, because as a 30, almost 38-year-old man, I can tell you that being that I was in healthcare and I was focused on doing that stuff and I was not on my device all day, and then going into news production and pushing, you know, information out all day long on different platforms, you're going back and forth between the apps. I feel the attention deficit disorder picking up exponentially. And I'm aware enough to know that my focus is nowhere near where it once was. It's all over the place. And imagine while your brain is developing and you're being hit with all of that indoctrination, that bombarding, and those algorithms to keep you on the app. It is a recipe for absolute disaster for the generation that's just coming up right now.
Yeah. We still don't know what the long, long-term effects of this are. We're still trying to figure it out, and they still keep adding more and more to it, more cybernetic feedback loops. All right, John, we got to let you go, man. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for everything you do here at TNT.
Absolutely. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. There he goes, everybody. That's John Matlin. Check out his show here at TNT. And be sure and check out the chat room. We got Holly. We got Dr. Anthony Auchi. We got Brian. We got a number of regulars up in there. So thanks, folks, for hanging out in that live chat room. We'll be right back. You're listening to Today's News Talk.
Patrick Henningsen on TNT Radio.
This machine has been constructed. This disinformation police forces that are all over the place. They've gotten funding during COVID. First, it was to counter Russian disinformation, which turned out to be a hoax. But then it branched out and very conveniently timed for the pandemic and to stop COVID disinformation, vaccine, anti-vax disinformation, etc. So now the so-called pandemic is over, and they're having trouble sort of keeping the state of emergency alive, if you will. You've got all these organs, and they need to justify their existence. They need money. These people need to get their salaries paid so they can continue doing meaningless work off the state bankroll. So they're running around looking to cancel anything and everything. And I think they've gone a little too far and were very sloppy in condemning New Dawn magazine. And these people actually, more likely, did not even read the article in question. They didn't. They're just going by what other people in their cadre are saying. And then all these sort of far-left activists, progressive New Zealand Ardern supporting users on Twitter. There's a whole... the best way to describe it is a cult.
Patrick Henningsen on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Let's take advantage of the freedoms that we have while we have them to advance the kingdom's objective, to be salt and light.
Freedom is hard. Election security involves you, involves the voters.
This election for people of faith is vital that we see a change, because the war against Christians is at an all-time high.
Transparency is the key not only to having honest elections, but to maintaining public trust in those elections.
Our ability to vote is not being withheld from us. No one's trying to stop you from voting.
The one place the American people can have a say is at the ballot box. That's why the Democrats and the far left are working so hard to get rid of all election integrity.
We cannot let our elections be anything but transparent. It is at the very heart of freedom in a free society.
And if we lose America, I mean, it's all over, because the world has looked to America for hope.
Free and fair at salemnow.com.
Our lines are now open. Call Brian McLean and CC Woods now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
That's right, folks. We want to hear what you have to say. So hit CC Woods and I up on the TNT open line. That is open right now for you to call in. So feel free, if you've got the urge to talk to us about this whole died suddenly phenomena, if you want to talk to us about COVID vaccine mandates, maybe you're an everyday listener and you want to talk to us about this one also. Let me read you this, CC. All U.S. domestic flights grounded today after a software glitch. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, I did. And I will have an update on our friend, Philip Washington, who is double tapped by Biden to become the head of the FAA. And Senator Robert Wicker, he definitely is not okay after all this commotion with the shutdown of all these flights and the antiquated system, and he's just not having it. I think Washington is going to end up having much harder of a time getting through, even though the Senate is all Democrat run. So I will have an update on that article. I will be finishing it up today. I will include Senator Wicker's comments in there, as well as some other people. And we're going to get some updates on that. But it's looking pretty chaotic in the airline industry. And it hasn't stopped since holidays. I mean, it's only gotten worse, actually.
Yeah.
And we're out of that holiday travel, phase.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, it's pretty bad. And folks, since we're in a new time slot here, I'm sure we've got some new listeners out there. If you're not familiar with what CeCe's talking about, we've been covering an ongoing developing story here on the show about the guy that the Biden administration has tapped to be the next FAA president or administrator or whatever. And his name is Philip Washington, and he has a sordid history, if you will. You can read all about that at thecurrentreport.com. Head on over there and check out CC's articles about the FAA, about Phil Washington. And those dovetail with some other corruption cases that we've looked at in other cities and in Southern California, all over the place. We're starting to see these patterns happen. And the reason I brought this up, CC, is because this underlines the importance of your journalism on this and these discussions, because this event shows that you are correct, and that those that say this are correct, that we have a troubled infrastructure, technically, jobs wise, you know, in several different swim lanes when it comes to the air industry. And this position, the FAA administrator, president, whatever they call him, is super important moving forward. And it this underlines the also the importance of not having someone like him, like Phil Washington, who's been known for corruption scandals and giving no-bid contracts out to his buddies.
Well, I can tell you that had I not started reporting on his corruption back in 2020, there was only one article right before me, which was a pay-to-play article about the no-bid contracts that local Fox aired. But they wouldn't take the counterfeit mask scandal. They wouldn't bother going after the other stories that I went after. And I did, thankfully, and who was to know in the future that he was going to be nominated to become the head of the FAA. And now all of this is factoring in his nomination process. And thankfully, Senator Wicker is so on top of it. But we're going to have more on that, more exclusive information on that so that we can inform the public about, you know, what Biden's choice is to run this a department that's in total chaos.
Yeah. A software glitch, everybody. A software glitch in the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration system used to send essential information to aircraft has prompted the regulator to halt all further domestic departures in the U.S. This issue affected the notice to Air Mission Systems, NOTAM. Just on Wednesday morning, the FAA said in a statement, this is used to communicate crucial data to air traffic control. That's how important this is, and this affected Canada at a national level, and I'm guessing other countries at a national level also. CeCe, let's take a headline here with today's news talk.
Great news.
The news.
We have news.
Great news.
Great news. Great news.
Great news, my friends.
Yeah. Listen.
TNT Radio News.
This is James O'Neill with the check of today's headlines. At least 520 protesters have been killed and more than 19,300 have been arrested, according to human rights activists in Iran. The European Union is skeptical that the U.S. will make meaningful changes to the $370 billion green investment plan that the bloc says unfairly subsidizes American companies. The rapid inflation and the cost of fertilizers as a result of the Ukraine war could see as many as 1 million additional people die of hunger-related deaths.
For a complete list of shows and our schedule offered on TNT Radio,
simply visit our website at tntradio.live. We serve up the latest live news and current affairs presented by a host of credible and expert commentators who can separate fact from fiction, truth from propaganda, keeping you in the loop on TNT Radio.
Welcome back. I'm with CeCe Woods from thecurrentreport.com. You're listening to today's news talk, tntradio.live. That's where you find us on the interwebs, and of course on that mobile app. You're going to want to grab that mobile app. All the archives are in there, the episodes, the live stream. Very, very handy to have on your little black mirror that you got in your pocket, whether it's a Samsung or whether it's an Apple or some other device. TNT, we got you covered on that app. All right, CeCe, and again, as a reminder, if you want to call in, the number is out there. We'll put it in the chat room over at tntradio.live. Also, and we're going to talk today about, we're going to look at this died suddenly. We've got something out of the, an Air Force died suddenly. And we've also want to talk about COVID-19 vaccine requirements for the military. So if we got any active duty people out there that are brave enough to call in, now's your chance. We want to hear from you in particular, or if you have a family member that's in the military that may have dealt with this and you have questions or comments or anecdotes to share. We definitely want to hear from you. But CeCe, let me see if I can squeeze this in real quick, because we talked about this yesterday. Zelensky spoke at the Golden Globe Awards, right? I guess that already happened. And he told the people, this is what he came to the Golden Globes to say. There will be no third world war. Oh, gee, I'm so glad that Vladimir took time out of his busy war schedule to come to the world war. Oh, gee, I'm so glad that Vladimir took time out of his busy war schedule to come to the Golden Globes and reassure the American public who wasn't watching that there would not be a World War III. Isn't that fantastic news, CeCe?
Oh my goodness. Like I told you, when I saw that going through the Instagram feed, and I didn't even realize that yesterday was the Golden Globes. So I like, it was so timely when I saw it, and like we're talking about it on air, just flabbergasted that this man is actually during a war going to show up at a Hollywood award ceremony. It just makes everything look so ridiculous. And we're like, we are being so swindled by this man. It's so disgusting. It just is. I there's not much I can say about it. Now it just makes Hollywood look way worse than it already did. So
yeah,
there's that.
Well, you know, he is known as the comedian, and I got news for you, comedian. The joke is on you. I got news for you, Hollywood. The joke is on you. By the way, thanks to Jim Hoft there for making sure that Cece and I woke up this morning and know that the Golden Globes happened already, because we sure as heck didn't watch them. But guess what? No one else did either. Golden Globes ratings collapse. Only 5.3 million viewers. The show is seen as boring and crude. Mm-hmm. All right. As reported by Showbiz 411. So there you go, Cece. And let's see, Christina wrote over there at Gateway, perhaps it was Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's cameo appearance. And guess what? He was introduced by, can you guess? Sean Penn.
No.
Sean Penn.
No way.
Him. Of
was
course,
he in drab?
CIA Sean Penn.
Was he in olive drab?
Probably. I don't know. Probably.
I have to go search for a picture.
Really,
I just was so not into it.
You know what? It looks like he came. If this is a picture from the appearance that I'm seeing on Gateway Pundit's article that I'm reading right now, he came in that same MTAC. Was it MTAC? I forget the name of the Chinese knockoff. Yeah. Yeah. He's got the crew neck sweater on there with the
hammer that narrative to the ground. Just hammer it in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, people are uninterested, because if they were interested and if they cared what he has to say about geopolitics and war, there would have been a lot more than 5.3 million viewers. I'm guessing that there was probably way more people buzzing around on Twitter during that hour.
And TikTok.
Or whatever those hours were. And TikTok than there were on whatever network pumps the ridiculous, boring and crude Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah, no question about that. I just couldn't believe that. Yeah. I was really shocked.
No. Totally unbelievable. Okay, well, let's see here. Okay, let's get into this one, Cece. Air Force football player Hunter Brown, dead at 21 years old. Brown was from Louisiana. Air Force football player Hunter Brown suffered a medical emergency on his way to class on Monday and died. He was 21. Brown, a sophomore center for the Falcons from Lake Charles, Louisiana, was on his way to class from his dorm room when he collapsed. He coincidentally collapsed. What a coincidence. This is just happening all over the place. Can someone explain to me the coincidence, please? Someone from the mass media. They'll give me all kind of weird excuses, but they don't seem to make sense. None of them seem to be placed on the scale anywhere near with the weight of mRNA spike proteins pumping through everybody's veins. So they attempted life-saving measures, but were unsuccessful, said the school. So how about that, Cece? Air Force. So this person not only is a athlete, a football-playing athlete at the collegiate level, but also someone that can go through boot camp and all that kind of stuff as an Air Force member. So what do you think about
and
this?
And goes through all the checkups and all of the doctor required tests that they have for you to be an athlete at that level, just like Dr. McCullough talked about on a previous show with us. They go through a lot, whether they're at a professional level and they're considered an asset to a team worth millions and millions and millions of dollars, or they're a collegiate athlete. They're still, it's the same type of protocol that they go through to make sure. And I doubt they're really going to go through really crazy efforts to test their heart. Although now with the vaccine requirements, they probably are, because I think the colleges have not dropped the vaccine requirements that I know of as of right now. I haven't seen that yet, but we did see that the Pentagon is rescinding vaccine requirements for the military. So that's a huge step in the right direction. Huge step. And kudos.
Yeah. Now they need to make it right with the people that they discharged. That's the next step. And that might be a little bit harder fought of a battle. Not that this wasn't a hard fought battle. I mean, we've got listeners, active duty listeners out there who've been in contact with me, and I cannot believe some of the mistreatment that has been dished out to our military members over this COVID vaccine. I mean, it is just, it's egregious. I think I might
well,
be using
it,
that
and
word
it's not
lot
just
these
the
days,
military.
But it is.
It's government in every branch. It's every branch of government, basically, that it has been affected by this, and the requirement of the boosters on top of the vaccines, on top of, you know, all the other requirements, and where you go to test and how you do it. And if you don't do it right, you're going to end up getting canned. Right. So it's really unfortunate, but hopefully this is like the domino effect with the Pentagon announcing this. And so we'll have to see what happens from here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It looks like, it looks like we have a caller. We've got Amy on the line. Amy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great. Great, great.
Hey, so tell us.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the vaccine mandates and what's kind of going on. So I'm so glad that they finally like rescinded the mandates for the servicemen. But I worked for LA County, and I just hope that trickles down. Because not only are we getting fired for the mandate, but we're getting fired for not testing and registering for Fulgent Genetics. So that's what the county's using to get everybody fired.
And they're still using that?
They are still using that. And I called. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I called and checked the county, and they stopped testing as of October the 17th. But they still are firing people. Somebody from court just got fired
from court
the other
services
day and didn't even know she was. Yeah, from a superior court and didn't even know she was fired until she got papers in the mail.
Oh wow! Okay, so what does that do for you now? Now you're not with the county, correct? So you went and got a different job somewhere else.
Well, actually, I kind of have three jobs and they're all online therapy, but thank God, you know, therapists can do work online. But I mean, it's such a headache compared to, and you know, my clients are like really so upset. It's not even funny because they're not really getting the mental health stuff that they need, which is really bad.
Wow.
For them.
Yeah. So are you going to sue the county?
I'm trying to, but there's no lawyers that will take our case. So we can only get into the class action lawsuit. But what I ask all clients to do, if you're not receiving the services that you need to be receiving, contact your LA County Board of Supervisors and let them know. Mm.
Yeah, this is a big problem. Yeah, this is a problem. I've seen that locally here at our VA, at the Veterans Administration. I've got a colleague out locally here who he's a veteran, and he went to go to one of his appointments. You know, it was a mental health appointment, and he doesn't wear masks, and they not only would not allow him in to have his appointment, but they were very abusive on the way out. They pretty much kicked him off the property and made a big deal out of it. He filmed the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's a real problem though.
Good.
Because like, what if that was someone that was having, like, we're talking about our veterans in this case. So what if that was someone that was, you know, on their way to some sort of mental episode that could have led to, you know, something terrible perhaps, and they're like, oh, you can't come in because you're not tested, you're not masked, and you're telling us they're doing this to the mental health professionals too, as well as other people.
Oh yeah. They're like, well, if we didn't mask up, they would write us up. So I would stay in my office all day, and I saw clients, like I had 10 clients that came in every week throughout the pandemic because they just couldn't handle it. I mean, and if it was me helping that veteran, I'd help them outside. You know, it's not about like this COVID, whatever. It's about helping these people and getting their mental health back into order. But it doesn't sound like our government wants to help with any of that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Priorities, right?
But we got a step in the right direction. We do have a step in the right direction with the Pentagon. So that was a really good example to set. Now. So now we can start the harassment over in the California side.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my part on, you know, with the Board of Supervisors and just let them know. And this has been talked about at their meetings. The Board of Supervisors meetings are every Tuesday, LA County. You can watch them online. Mm-hmm. All public comments, they don't even read them.
Yeah, wow. I know. Well, we can start applying pressure in another area. But Amy, thanks so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And thanks for listening.
Hey, I thank you guys. No, thanks for doing what you guys do, and I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. There goes Amy, everybody. Thanks for calling in, Amy. We really appreciate you calling in here on TNT Radio. We want to get everybody's voice heard, so if you're out there listening and you want to call in, please feel free to do so. You know, she's right, Cece. She's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And I know that Biden didn't want to sign that. I know that the whole Democrat side of the aisle was not pleased about this military decision, but you know what?
I was shocked when I saw it.
Yeah. When recruitment is down, that might be one of those bottom line things where generals will step in and be like, you know what? Make it happen. Push it through. Recruitment is down. All right. We're going to take a station break here and we'll be right back with Cece Woods and myself on TNT.
Deweaponizing weather
with reality and perspective.
It's a sad day in the world of U.S. meteorological modeling. The vaunted GFS, the almighty GFS, the model with its supercomputer that billions and billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars have been spent on, has fallen into fourth or fifth place among the models in day 5 through 10 verification. It's behind the European, which it's been behind the European since the get-go. The goal was to catch and beat the European, but that's not happening. Now, it has fallen behind the Canadian model. It's falling behind all the models. What in the wide, wide world of weather is going on here? There's problems, systemic problems, with the feedback in the model. This has been going on for years. And you can't throw money at that. This is TNT climate and weather watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you not to trust the models, but to enjoy the weather, for it's the only weather you've got.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
A social credit system was introduced in China in 2014. China's social credit system is a nationwide government program for regulation of citizens' behavior based on a point system. Under this system, citizens are assessed using data collected from court documents, government or corporate records, and even from neighbors and observers. Citizens with higher scores are eligible for bank loans, free medical checkups, and other services in demand. Points are deducted for traffic violations, defaulting on loan payments, smoking in non-smoking zones, buying or playing too many video games, posting false news stories online, and other transgressions deemed appropriate by authorities. Citizens with bad social credit scores can be denied essential services, and blacklists are available for employers, educational institutions, and credit providers to reference. When introduced by China's State Council, it was announced the system would favor the trustworthy to roam everywhere under heaven, while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step.
Like Bob Marley said,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
From big tech censorship to calling out government tyranny, TNT Radio has the guts to say what you're thinking and gives you the platform to be heard. Call the open line anytime in the U.S. and Canada. Call 1-888-201-6425. In the U.K., call 033-024-1026. And in Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310.
Stand up for your right.
Free speech has a home on TNT Radio.
All right, so we're here with Cece Woods from thecurrentreport.com. I want to thank Amy for calling in. It's been a crazy day here. So let me just give everybody a little bit more detail on this, CC, since we've been talking about it here. So Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has officially rescinded the military's COVID-19 vaccination mandate for troops after President Joe Biden signed the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, requiring its dismissal. Now, let me pause right there for a second. That is the only reason this is happening, all right? The Democrats, Joe Biden, Jean-Pierre, whatever, none of them want this. None of them wanted this. There is art of the deal going on in D.C. right now. And this is an outcome of that, much like the story that John Matlin brought earlier about the IRS potentially, they're entering a bill to get rid of the IRS basically and have a more common sense sort of taxation, which, by the way, I've had financial experts on this show suggest a similar route. So it is a decent bill. It's not going to go through the Senate, but the fact that it's out there is a shot across the bow for sure. And it was likely part of a deal, right? This is part of the deal that made it such that, the guy could get the gavel after 15 votes. My goodness. So Section 525 of the NDAA for fiscal year 2023 requires me to rescind the mandate that members of the armed forces be vaccinated against COVID-19 issued in my August 24, 2021 memorandum. I hereby rescind that memorandum. This is what Lloyd Austin said in a memo. So the requirement to remove the mandate was viewed as a win for conservative lawmakers who had long argued that it was hindering the military's recruitment efforts, though Pentagon officials maintained there was no evidence to support the claim. That's very interesting because we saw a lot of evidence of that. Here's the thing, Cece. A lot of people were given discharge notices, right? And let me read this part.
Right.
For all those who have already been removed from service for their refusal to get the shot, they wrote vaccine. I just can't bring myself to say it more times than I can avoid. Which fell under failing to obey a lawful order. Austin said the memo. He said in the memo that the DOD is precluded by law from awarding any characterization less than a general discharge. So under honorable conditions there. General discharges are a step down from an honorable discharge and are typically for troops that had satisfactory service but had minor misconduct. So service members who receive that discharge because of their refusal to get the vaccine can petition their individual branch for a correction of their records. I don't see anything in there about reinstating them, giving back pay, giving the opportunity to come back without the jab. It's more like, well, we'll change your exit pay.
Your status. Yeah. Well, who knows? There's plenty more backdoor deals that need to be done over there, which is why it took 15 tries to get him to be Speaker of the House. But, look, at least they're working together in a forward fashion, not a backward fashion like we've been seeing for how long now? So, I mean, I'm seeing some progress in the first few days. Am I wrong?
No, there are good signs. There are definitely
fast
some good
progress.
Signs. The deals are flying. They're flying around. I'm going to be, show me the money. I'm going to be a little Tom Cruise on this one. Show me the money before I get too excited, but I really like, the sound of it.
Yeah, I like the sound of it too. And I have to say, in kind of a dovetail type of a situation, like when you just brought up the FAA and all the grounded flights and the antiquated system or hacking, whatever they're trying to pass it off as being, it's just a system that doesn't work and hasn't worked and it's been unmanned for the past year. They are, mainstream media is just starting to wake up to be upfront and open to the fact that Biden's nominee is not capable of running this Titanic called the FAA. Okay, so they can't ignore it anymore. The FAA is circling the drain And it is a dangerous, dangerous path. So now they're finally going, oh, okay, well, maybe he's just not qualified and he's got criminal stuff. I'm reading all these articles that are basically, you know, going back to my stuff, okay, that I broke, my stories that I broke. But at least they are now contemplating, okay, this guy is not fit to be head of the FAA. The conversation's happening just like now. We've got some real conversation happening and some action behind it. So it's compared to all the other shows we've done before this, it's starting to look like it's going to, you know, there might be some light at the end of the tunnel. It's tiny little glimmer, tiny, tiny, but it's there.
That's tiny, the same thing. Tiny. It's the same thing John said. He used the same metaphor earlier. He said, well, there's, you know, light at the end of the tunnel and light can travel fast, you know? And yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true. The danger here. Okay. Let's not forget the danger here, Cece, because okay. We're seeing a slow pullback of all this COVIDian stuff, right? I mean, we're no longer disallowed on Twitter from criticizing the vaccine. We're no longer disallowed from seeing Dr. Peter McCullough on Twitter. There's little things like that that are happening. This story that we're talking about with the Pentagon and the DOD, you know, the way it didn't even sound like they wanted that to happen, which honestly doesn't surprise me. They just got wrapped up in getting that NDAA passed, because if you recall, that NDAA was held up too. They always call it a government shutdown. Oh, no, we're going to have a government shutdown if they don't sign this insane bill. You know, that's probably going to take away a bunch of your freedom and, you know, violate the rights of our military folks and everybody for that matter. But yeah, it's good to see the Freedom Caucus doing something in there and having an effect. Yeah. You know, I was speaking with Mark Anderson recently about the last time we had something akin to a Freedom Caucus in on Capitol Hill. And yeah, it's pretty interesting because it feels like we haven't really had that in a long time. There was kind of these, you know, like the Ron Paul years where you had like Ron Paul, basically one of, you know, just a handful of voices that were saying things like, hey, let's get rid of the IRS. And now there's a group of people up in there that are willing to support that. So, you know, do they mean it? Are they pandering to the growing demands of the common sense audience and the conservatives, or are they really going to work for it and you know, bring that light, bring that train through the tunnel and into fruition here?
I think they're going to push forward. I mean, I'm feeling some really good momentum right now. I could be wrong. You know, the brakes could hit, but from what I'm seeing and what's coming up right now, like right now, between this vaccine mandate being rescinded and now the whole IRS talk about abolishing it, like that's some strong, strong, strong moves right there. Like big daddy moves, right?
You know? Them's are fighting words to the establishment. That's
major
for sure.
Fighting words, major big daddy moves. So I'm encouraged. Very encouraged,
yeah.
Especially
all right.
After the chaos in the House last week.
Yeah, really.
Or
I know.
Right before he got voted in, it was really.
I'm kind of looking forward to some big knockdown dragouts in our House of Representatives over the next couple of years.
Break
here.
Out the popcorn.
Yeah, right. You see these videos from like foreign countries where they have these big fights in their senates and houses and, you know, parliaments and stuff, throwing chairs at each other. I hope it doesn't come to that for our government, but my goodness, you can tell.
Well, during the whole votes, did you see there was I don't know who was a senator or somebody like jumped to shut up another senator and like basically had to manhandle him because like they were going at it. I mean, it was wow. It was exceptional to see. I've never really wanted to watch that process, but boy, did they want us to watch it. They knew there were all kinds of fireworks going on.
Do you remember back in the day when they used to do like in the cable TV days, they would advertise, you know, Girls Gone Wild or 976 this or that, yes. You know, all these things. Do you remember bum fights? There was this one guy and it's such an awful premise. I hate that it's even stuck in my head after all these years, but there was a guy that would go around and he would entice homeless people to fight each other and he would make videos of it and stuff. And I think maybe our House of Congress will descend into like something akin to the old bum fights movies.
Well, let's just put it this way. They accomplished, they got what they wanted. We've got our Speaker of the House and we're moving forward. So I'm happy that all the efforts, especially the efforts of networks like TNT and independent journalism, it's really put a lot of pressure. And after the midterms and how the GOP failed, you know, this is a good comeback. At least that's my opinion. I'm looking at it positively. And I think anybody wants positive news after the last three years that we've been through.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that the new speaker is willing to entertain something like this, even if it's a shot over the bow, even if it's sort of symbolic, that does permeate into the population that, wait a minute, this is something that might be a better way. Like the economists and financial experts have said on this show, professors of finance, they all seem to agree that that is a more appropriate direction than the one we're going right now. All right, Cece, we're almost out of here. Thanks for everything that you do, and I'll look forward to doing this again tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. And thanks to Amy for calling in, and we'd love to hear from you tomorrow as well.
Yeah, give us a call tomorrow. Yeah, thanks everybody in the chat rooms on Discord and over there at TNT. Thanks, Holly. Holly's into the idea. She says knockdown dragouts. Indeed, that would be fun. And Graham, thanks for checking in, man. Let's see. Hi, Hester. Hi, Cece. Great show. Pharma, vaccines, no big pharma, drugs or pills, no incentivized doctors or procedures. The answer to a long life. There you go, man. You get the final words today. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Lynn Shaw Show on TNT.